How can we overcome painful feelings? Feelings are our immediate experience. We want only pleasurable and pleasant feelings. We want these feelings to be ours forever. We do not want miserable, painful feelings. From birth to death, in one hand, we are running after pleasurable, pleasant feelings. On the other hand, we are running away from miserable, painful feelings. Now, this constant struggle and conflict between attraction to pleasant feelings and repulsion to painful feelings create a very problematic, complicated situations in our mind. What Buddha calls as dukkha. If we want to overcome painful feelings, we need to understand how these feelings arise in our mind. What is the true nature of these feelings? And how can we overcome these painful feelings? Human beings are exceptionally brilliant, intelligent. They can adapt and adopt. The Buddha says, we do not need to continue to experience this problematic situation in our mind. There is a way out of it. We can put an end to the suffering. So let's move forward with this talk to understand this matter a little bit further. When an ordinary human being experiences a painful feeling, he experiences two types of painful feelings. One is bodily feelings, the other one is mental feelings. Let's think of a patient who is infected with COVID-19 virus. On a hospital bed, he may undergo so much pain and suffering physically. At the moment when he is having his physical pain, he is also having mental suffering and pain. He experiences fear of death, fear of separation. He might have a lot of agony, stress, tension, miseries arise in his mind. So when he is having physical pain, at the same time, he also experiences a mental pain What about someone who met with an accident? Suppose this person was brought to the hospital, and one of his leg was severely injured. The doctors decided to amputate it to save his life. Now, this patient, he is undergoing so much pain physically. At the same time, he has got so much pain in his mind that he has to lose one of his limb, and he has to think how he is going to proceed with his life. So, an ordinary human being, while experiencing a painful feeling, he experiences it both physically and mentally. This is one aspect. The second aspect, while experiencing a painful feeling, an ordinary human being may harbor aversion towards painful feelings. When he harbors aversion feelings or aversion towards painful feelings, underlying tendency to hatred lies behind this. In ordinary language, we always use the terms like hungry man is an angry man. When we have painful feelings, we are easily agitated. Under this situation, like circuit breaker, people who are confined themselves to the house, they might have a lot of unpleasant feelings, painful feelings, and because of that, they also might easily get agitated, angry. And sometimes these anger can burst out, resulting in violence. They might bring harm to oneself, or they might bring harm to another person, or they bring some harm to the environment. There are occasions, people, when they have painful feelings and they produce hatred and they go to the extent to bang their head on the wall, some people cut their hand, or some people even go to the extent to commit suicide. So someone who is suffering from acute pain due to some certain sickness, and that person cannot overcome that pain, he might go to the extent to commit suicide. There are such cases. Or the person who has got pain and might produce hatred and go to the extent to kill someone else. For example, someone who broke up in a relationship because of relationship issues. That person might produce painful feelings, and these painful feelings might trigger hatred, and the person might go to the extent to take revenge, kill another human being. Or the painful feelings can trigger underlying hatred, and that can damage our property, our environment. These days, many people have to work from home. They have to tackle many issues They have a lot of painful feelings, stress, tension. Having undergoing these painful feelings, suppose early morning you got a call from your boss and he asked you to settle some urgent matters. And you started to work on it, but suddenly your computer started to give you some technical issues. And you got so frustrated, so agitated, and you smashed your computer on the floor. And such things happen. So here, while experiencing a painful feeling, an ordinary human being produces anger, hatred, agitation. This is the second aspect of the painful feelings. The third aspect of the painful feelings, while experiencing a painful feeling, an ordinary human being might seek delight in sensual pleasure. Because an ordinary human being does not know how to escape from painful feelings other than indulgence in pleasure. So the pleasure is the only way out for an ordinary human being. And this we experience from the right beginning in our life. Perhaps you yourself might have experiences being a young kid. And when the young children, when they cry over something, most probably they cry because of some pain. They can be physical pain, but they can be mental pain. When a child cries in pain, a mother or father might give some sweet. So the child will taste the sweet, the pleasure, and then stop crying. So we have experienced it from the right beginning as children. And even as adults today, we also have the same approach to painful feelings. While experiencing a painful feelings because he broke up with his girlfriend, he might seek pleasure by womanizing or going to pubs and clubs, nightlife. And he might do that to get rid of his painful feelings. So this is gratification of the pleasure in order to get rid of pain. Someone who is bankrupt will experience so much pain in his mind, and as a way out of it, he might get into drugs, he might drink alcohol or take drugs to forget about his painful feelings or replace his painful feelings. There might be occasions that when we do not have direct access to pleasure in order to overcome pain, we might even hallucinate about them, speculate about them, dream about them. A prisoner will dream about when he can escape from the prison and go out and enjoy. Perhaps many of us who are in a circuit breaker situation or lockdown situation all over the countries, these people confine themselves to their houses. They might wish to go out. They might dream to have their own delicious food, to get together, to have party, to do things that they used to do. So you might dream about them. And some people even dream or wish to have such kind of sensual pleasure, even life after the death. So in this life, I cannot achieve that pleasure. So while experiencing painful feeling now, I wish to have that pleasure in my next life. So this is called anticipation of pleasure. Or our mind might go back to the past and dig into the distorted, the files in our memory to look for the events that we enjoyed. So we might recollect the sensual pleasure we enjoyed in the past and bring them back to our mind and try to enjoy these pleasure in our mind mentally in order to overcome painful feelings. So here, when a person, while experiencing painful feeling, when he seeks delights in pleasure, and that person might do that through anticipation, gratification, or recollection of the sensual pleasure. When he does this, the underlying tendency to lust lie behind this. The fourth aspect to this. Now, when we experience a painful feelings and we produce hatred, while experiencing a painful feeling, we seek delight in pleasure. And when we do not understand how these feelings arise, how they obsess our mind, and how we react to them, when we do not understand the gratification, danger, and freedom from these feelings, then ignorance lies behind this process, because simply we do not understand. So not through understanding, ignorance comes into existence or lies behind this process. So now if we were to look at very carefully, we might see whatever the feelings we experience, and they are still rooted in hatred, lust, and delusion, ignorance. Like a dog who is tied down to a pillar with a rope, he might go around this pillar, revolve around this pillar. In the same manner, ordinary human beings, we go round and round and round on these feelings again and again, and we are attached to them, so we are not free from them. When an ordinary human being experiences a painful feeling, he feels it attached. When an ordinary human being experiences a pleasant feeling, he feels it attached. When an ordinary human being experiences neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he feels it attached. We are attached with greed, hatred, and ignorance. One who is attached is not free from suffering. So this is the common nature of our human mind. So perhaps billions of years, we have gone through this. We have trained our mind in this way. So that is why we are reacting in that way. So how can we overcome painful feelings then? When it comes to this question, ordinary human beings, they have a particular way of thinking and a particular way of approach, which I just explained. Ordinary human beings want pleasant feelings. They want to be attached to them. They do not want to be detached from pleasant feelings. They want to grab them as much as they want. They want to possess them. Yet, they also want to detach from painful feelings. They want to get rid of them. They do not want painful feelings. So this is our thinking and this is our approach to the problem of suffering. But this doesn't work. It doesn't work for a simple reason. What is this simple reason? When you want to be attached to pleasant feelings, you are also bound to experience painful feelings. Painful feelings and pleasant feelings, they are like two sides of the same coin. So it is impossible for you to have only one side of the coin and not to have the other side of it. It is like you will tie one of your leg to a pillar and keep the other leg free. You are still not free because you cannot walk freely. You are still tied down. You tie down with attachment to pleasant feelings. When you tie down to pleasant feelings with attachment, you are also bound to experience painful feelings. Now, let's take some examples. In our marriage life, we wish to have bliss and happiness. We want to have pleasant feelings through our marriage. Husband may want his wife to be always attractive, beautiful. He may wish his wife will speak pleasantly, kindly, and he wish her to have good manners, everything to be perfect, and obedient, and do whatever he wants her to do, and not go beyond the barriers, not go beyond his wishes. But it doesn't work. The wife has her own way of thinking, way of doing things. She has got her own ups and downs. And after all, and all these are conditioned status and they are not permanent. So things can change. The wife may want husband to be always loving and caring. Always show his love and concern towards her and take care of her in every aspect and do things for her. But it may not work. So while marriage life brings happiness and pleasure and pleasant feelings, it is also true marriage life also brings a lot of problems. Marriage life is not free from miseries. So when you are bound to experience pleasant feelings, we are also bound to experience unpleasant feelings. And this is a reality, and we need to understand it. Your children bring so much joy and happiness for you. In fact, children are the treasures for the parents. Parents might even sacrifice their own lives to protect the children. But at the same time, these very children might bring you a lot of suffering in your life, a lot of miseries in your life. Being parents, being husbands and wives, you might experience this. Your job, your business, it might bring you the economic security, but it does not mean your job or your business is hassle-free. There are office politics that you have to deal with. There are many other issues, many miseries, problems, calamities. Our wish is that we always want to be beautiful, attractive, young, healthy, and live forever with our loved ones. But against our wish and will, we also have to put up with many other issues: getting old, falling sick, death, separation, loss. We want pleasurable, favorable sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch sensations to be ours forever. But they change and disappear. When they change and disappear, our attachment to them brings so much suffering. So the ordinary approach to the problem that we want only pleasant feelings, but we do not want the painful feelings, that approach does not work. But there is a way out of it. There is another method. This method is not normal. This approach is not ordinary. It is extraordinary. This method is unique. So Buddha has a unique approach to the problem. Only the Buddha had this approach. And he is the one who discovered it. And he is the one who proclaimed it. There are many hundreds and thousands of people who follow this path and verify through their own experience that this method works. But this is not an easy way. You need a lot of dedication, a lot of practice. Human beings are highly intellectual. They can adapt and adopt. The path the Buddha proclaimed to get rid of this problem is the Noble Eightfold Path. By destroying the attachment perfectly, permanently, and irreversibly, then only you can be free from all the miseries and the sufferings. The Buddha encouraged wise human beings to understand this path. He encouraged those who are courageous human beings to give it a try. The path the Buddha proclaimed is for energetic human beings, not for lazy human beings. The path the Buddha proclaimed is for wise human beings, not for those who are ignorant. The path the Buddha proclaimed is for those human beings who like to explore the life like a scientist. And for those human beings, Buddha recommend the path, the Noble Eightfold Path. The special meditation techniques related to the development of wisdom and eventually break through the delusion and get rid of attachment is known as Vipassana Bhavana, the insight meditation. This is the unique contribution of the Buddha to humanity. In this meditation method, mindfulness is developed in a systematic way. And the developed mindfulness will be used as a tool to discover the nature of the five aggregates of clinging. And through this method, eventually we will discover five aggregates of clinging as impermanence. So you might see the feelings as arising and passing away. They are flowing. They are interconnected and interdependent. You might see when you develop this meditation that attachment to these feelings and the other aggregates only brings suffering, nothing else. You might discover, in fact, the feelings are impersonal. There is no feeler behind the feeling, but only feelings. There is no perceiver behind the perception, only perception. There is no someone who is conscious, but only consciousness. There is no someone who create mental formations, but mental formations themselves. So you might see the impersonal nature of feelings and other aggregates. When you see this, you will let go, you will detach, you will release. The moment you release from the attachment to the five aggregates, then you will experience bliss, happiness, and perfect peace, what is known as Nibbana. So those who are interested to attain enlightenment, and you can start practicing the insight meditation. But for those of you who do not have much time, I would like to recommend something that you can do while still being very busy in your day-to-day life. Dedicate just 1 minute, 1 minute of mindfulness. Once in a while, close your eyes and watch your mind. At that particular minute, observe like a scientist, what kind of feelings are you having? Are you having a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feelings? Whether it is a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feelings, observe it like a scientist. Do not react. If you have the urge to react, observe that too. In the Satipatthana Sutta, there are two important words when it comes to mindfulness. One is known as pajanati. The other one is known as sampajanakari. The word pajanati means understand the way it is without adding anything into it. Just the way the mind is. Do not react. Observe it. Sampajanakari here means clear comprehension. Both are having somewhat equal meaning. Clear comprehension also here means when you observe with mindfulness your own feelings, at that very moment you will just understand how feelings are. So just do this, just 1 minute. Once in a while, during your daytime, try to do this. And when you started to do this, you will see how mind works, how mind tricks us to believe certain things, how mind urges us to react in a certain way. And eventually, moment by moment, when you make it a habit, perhaps in time to come, you might develop a kind of wish, a kind of will that you want to dedicate more time to explore your mind. Perhaps that may be the opening moment, starting moment to go for a retreat and experience it and try to adopt these meditation techniques to your life. Okay, this much is enough as a talk. So if you have got some questions, we can spend a little bit of time.